Tournament director of the Wyndham Championship, Mr. Mark Brazel. Mark, welcome into the golf shop.
I got you now.
All right, man. So I got to ask you right out of the gate, are there any tickets available for today?
Yes, we still have them. We actually ordered quite a few more. We wouldn't have had them had we not ordered anymore, but we ran two more orders of extra tickets. So we still have some to buy out here, but they're running out quickly. This is going to be probably the craziest day in the history of our tournament.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have. In fact, I was thinking last night as I'm getting ready and preparing for the show, I'm thinking, okay, we booked this a couple weeks ago, prior to Tiger's announcement, prior to Tiger showing up, and then prior to Tiger blowing it up for 2 days. And I was like, is he going to show up, or is he going to have a bigger name on the other line?
Well, we're pretty happy he's here. That's for sure.
Well, and there's no shortage of storylines. I know Tiger is the story, and we really want to encourage our listeners to get out there as we have, you know, as we've been preparing for this all month. You know, if you've never seen live golf, this is a great place, a great venue, a great opportunity to go do so. But take us outside. We'll get to Tiger World at some point here. Tell us about some of the other storylines that are going on that should be of interest to the fans.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you know, you've got Brant Snedeker, who, you know, shot a kind of a bad round for him, even par, on Thursday, and then just came roaring back yesterday and shot a round of golf that I didn't actually think was possible out here with these new – with the, you know, harder Bermuda greens.
Yeah.
I mean, he shoots 61 yesterday, and, you know, he's right back in the mix. You know, Webb Simpson's in a good spot. Billy Haas is in a good spot. Keimer, Schwartzel. So, you know, and then with the new kid that qualified for the PGA Tour, Hoagie, you know, he's going to be playing with Tiger. That's going to be very interesting scenario that he's playing with, you know, quite possibly the greatest of all time.
Yeah, and Tiger never heard of him. Thought he might be a sandwich.
Never heard of him.
I
understand that.
Oh yeah, totally. No, you know, it was, and I thought Tiger handled it very well yesterday. He was very self-deprecating about, you know, his relative anonymity with his absence on the tour. That some of these younger guys, he doesn't know them yet, and they, you know, they've grown up watching him, but he has no idea who Tom Hoagie is. We had him on the show a few weeks ago. We're taking credit for his surge.
He's had two top tens here recently, so he's in he's playing pretty well. Obviously, I talked to him after his round yesterday. He loves the golf course, and you know, but you're right, Tiger. You know, Tiger's played like 11 times this year, and he probably hasn't played that many tournaments with Hoagie. I think they both played in Quicken Loans, but he's just never seen him, never met him. But there's probably 20 to 25 young guys out on the tour that either haven't met Tiger or that he just is not really aware of.
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible. And you mentioned Bill Haas. I mean, he's obviously got deep ties to the triad. Can you sense that when he's on the course, especially when he's playing well? Does he carry, you know, does he carry a little extra push from the crowd because he's got such deep ties?
Well, you know, he and Webb are the same way. I mean, they both draw huge crowds, the Wake Forest contingency. And, you know, both of them are, I would consider, you know, certainly top 30 players in the world. And you know, Webb's won here. Bill finished runner-up here. And Bill will win here very soon if he doesn't win this week. And, you know, but both of them are huge draws for us. I mean, they're huge draws anywhere they play. But for us, I think it's even bigger.
Yeah, and you know, you also have a great Clemson Tiger contingency out there. I mean, you got Sam Saunders, Lucas Glover, Jonathan Bird, Kyle Stanley, Ben Martin. You got five Clemson Tigers. I mean, Carolina's connections. You got a lot of ACC golf guys that are in the field this week, which should attract big crowds as well.
No, we've always had a great relationship with, you know, a lot of the guys from the Southeast schools, ACC, Southeast Conference, but. But obviously with the ACC headquarters right here, John Swofford's on my board of directors, and so there's obviously something special there. We've got other ACC guys like Brooks Koepka in the field, and Brooks is a top 15 player in the world, and man, what a talent he is. And you know, he's watched Tiger for the last 2 days playing with him and Matsuyama. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Brooks didn't go low today. Hopefully Tiger continues what he's been doing, and this is going to be just a banner day out here at Central Country Club.
Tiger made mention yesterday in his post-interview that he was surprised right off the bat on number one at how much the course had gotten firmer and faster from Thursday to Friday. Are we going to see more of that today, firmer, faster conditions as we go through the weekend?
Yeah, well, you know, earlier this week we had rain. I suppose it was on Monday, and a little bit of rain on Monday. A lot of rain Tuesday night, and then it just dumped on us Wednesday night. And I think we probably had close to 2 inches of rain over, you know, those days. And then I'm sitting here looking at the weather going, this is going to be one crappy week. And next thing I know, it all clears up, and there's no chance of rain for yesterday, for today, and a very small chance tomorrow. So, you know, that is very lucky and fabulous, and just can't, you know, we can't be any happier. But, yes, we will see firmer and faster conditions today.
Well, we're on with Mark Brazel, tournament director up at the Wyndham Championship, whose tournament has taken on a much more global feel with what's happened over the last couple of days. What if, for our listeners across the Carolinas who can't get there and maybe haven't had a chance to really experience Sedgefield, what holes should we be looking for on TV? Like, where might there be some extra excitement, maybe some carnage, things like that? What should we be watching for as this thing unfolds?
Well, there's a lot of carnage. We saw a lot of carnage last year on the 18th hole. So it's for the members, it plays a par 5. We turn it into a par 4. It's about a 510-yard par 4 kind of downhill that you got to be careful not to hit it right. It's OB. You got to be careful not to hit it left. You hit it in the woods. You have to have just a premium drive. And then you got a downhill lie going into hitting the ball up to the 18th green. It's one of the hardest finishing holes on the PGA Tour for sure. So that's where a little bit of carnage comes. So you better know where your golf ball's going off the tee. And then, you know, but, you know, if somebody's really striping the ball well, they're going to do well out here. And somebody who can control the speeds on the green like Tiger did yesterday is going to be able to get something out of the round.
Well, you're sitting here with your leaderboard. You've got minus 11, minus 11, tied for the first, and then you've got minus 10, and it goes down, I mean, all the way down to, geez, I mean, your top 15 is still at minus 7. How low could this thing go with great conditions? I mean, how low do you anticipate this seeing our winner be?
You know, I don't really care how low it goes, to be honest with you. I mean, the PGA Championship on a very difficult course went minus 20 or 21 yesterday, last week.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't really know how to answer that question. Usually it goes somewhere around 14 to 15.
Okay.
But I got a feeling that with you know, a couple hot golfers, and if Tiger stays hot, Snedeker, super hot yesterday, if he stays hot, Webb can really get it going here, Carl Peterson can really get it going here. I just don't know what that number could be.
Yeah, I mean,
it could be 20 under.
And as the tournament's official carnival barker, you don't really need a story at this point. I mean, you don't need something crazy to happen in the scoring. You just need these guys to play well.
Yeah, you just want these guys. I mean, yeah, you just would love to see. I mean, the conditions are so perfect out here at Sedgefield Country Club. I got to give Chad Cromer and his staff a ton of credit. I mean, as you all know, the year of the winter kill has been rough. And so, you know, And Sedgefield did such a fabulous job of getting this golf course back. It wasn't in great shape in the middle of June, and it is just perfect now. And the players know that. And I mean, you know, Tiger and some of the guys have been talking about just how perfect these greens are, that they've never played on better Bermuda greens. So, you know, the conditions are great. Again, if somebody's keeping in the fairway, and this is a ball striker's golf course. So, and then the greens can be very, very tricky. But I think that these guys are going to go low in the next couple of days, and whoever does, you know, we're going to see a real shootout tomorrow.
Well, and we really want to encourage, I know your tickets are limited, but we really want to encourage our listeners to get out there if they can in any way, shape, or form. And Tiger was mentioning yesterday at the end of the round that, you know, he was really pleased with how close the galleries could get, and to the golfers, which it didn't seem to be, you know, spread out and way behind the ropes and things like that. And the way the course is laid out, it really encourages fans to pick a group or two and follow them the whole time. Is that sort of the way you have always presented this tournament?
Well, you know, when we were at Forest Oaks, we knew there needed to be a change, and they were making some changes over here at Sedgefield in 2005 with Chris Spence. He did a fabulous job of restoring this old Donald Ross gym, and we looked at it, and we knew that it had to get a little longer than what they were planning. And then when I walked out, I was just like, man, this is going to be a really tight arena. And Tiger the other day called it a small ballpark. Well, it is, but he just loves the golf course, which is fabulous. And so, yeah, I mean, the sky boxes and the bleachers and the ropes are very close to greens, very close to fairways. So it is a very intimate affair here, mm-hmm. that is going on with the viewership and the players. But I think that's what makes it really special. And he's right. When you're walking with the crowds, there's a couple places where you can see like the sweet spot, 15, 16, 17. But that's about it. You're not really seeing. You're basically on the hole, and that's the hole you can see. But on 15, 16, 17, you can pretty much see all three holes, which is just phenomenal. It's the best, in my opinion, it's the best place on the PGA Tour to view golf. And there's so much excitement because the 15th that he eagled yesterday is a par 5 that's reachable by everybody in the field. 16th a great par 3. 17th a great par 4. And so that's the place that you hear all the roars and the crowds gather.
All right. Well, Mark, before we let you go, how do people, if they want to show up today or tomorrow to see everything that's going on, how do they do it?
Well, I would just tell you that there's a limited number of tickets, but you need to get them online.
Okay.
I think you could still probably walk up and get a ticket, but that is going to end at some point later in the day. So if you really want to secure that ticket, you better go online, WyndhamChampionship.com. We've always believed in an affordable ticket so that families can bring the whole crowd out. So our tickets are only $30. So, I mean, $30 a grounds ticket. You get so many things out here. We've got Margaritaville. We've got the Key to Win. We've got BB&T Fan Pavilion. All these places, Sunbrella Comfort Zone, that are for the public, but they feel like they're private hospitality. And so, you know, come on out, enjoy the tournament. We are certainly one of the more fan-friendly PGA Tour events. And if you're not going to be able to come out, you know, go ahead and turn us on Golf Channel at 1 and then CBS at 3 o'clock.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mark. We appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to watching and people getting up there.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you later. That's Wyndham Tournament Director Mark Brazel. And, you know, the good news is...